Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the fifth installment of Restore the Roar Live. We are coming to you here live from the Restore the Roar studios in Land Park. The internet was out for about the last week, out for a whole week, because of complications following that massive windstorm last weekend. But internet being out for a little while is a very small problem to deal with for the several alumni, parents, and everybody else affiliated with McClatchy who may be affected by the wildfires that been breaking out up and down California. So our thoughts are with all of those people. Stay strong, and we're going to have some fun here in the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Got a couple coaches on, a couple guys who have become regulars here. Coach Hom, the head coach of both tennis teams, will be joining us shortly. And then a little later, we're going to be joined by Coach Rohit Sharma, who wears many hats and plays many roles for the wonderful McClatchy Athletics. And we just had a great fall, like Humpty Dumpty, you know. And in total so far, men's water polo, women's water polo, cross country, women's tennis, women's golf. Of course, when I say like Humpty Dumpty, I'm being it's a double entendre. You know, when he had a great fall, and we had a wonderful teams, and another five banners to hang on the wall. I don't know if the cross country, that counts as two for men's and women's, but I was told it just counts as one. If it counts as two, we got six Metro championships banked already, folks, heading into November. We're going to be talking a little more about those teams later. Welcome to the show. We're going to get it going on the other side of this. The official Restore the Roar intro song was mixed together by a class of 96 graduate Chris Pauler, very talented music producer. I might as well go ahead and mention who I am too. I'm Sky Dickinson, also class of 96. That's how I know Chris Pauler. And I've been lucky enough to, I got on board with Restore the Roar in late March of 2018, about a week before they did the track induction ceremony, which was awesome. And as I've said a couple times in front of the athletes before and groups of parents and at meetings, this has just been a dream gig. It really has. Been a sports writer now for about 8 or 9 years and turned into a sports photographer in the meantime, you know, blogger, vlogger, voiceover guy. So I'm really enjoying getting to stretch my creative muscles here and bringing to light the many amazing things going on at CK McClatchy. New facilities in the last couple of years have equaled incredible success, as was talked about with these championships. You know, again, these tennis courts, Coach Hom's going to be on here in just a minute. These tennis courts are brand new as of about, 14, 15 months ago now. So they're still in mint condition. The pool is looking great. And, of course, we got a brand new track and field as of about a year and a half ago. So things are looking wonderful. And this podcast launched about 5 months ago, and we already got a couple sponsors. There's some Restore the Roar sponsors I should mention. A phone store at 4411 Freeport Boulevard, the southeast corner of Land Park. Very convenient there in that little strip mall. Simply Mobile, right at the edge of that strip mall, owned by a friend of mine. He's on board with McClatchy. McClatchy Sports makes generous donations, and that's 4411 Freeport Boulevard, 916-456-7478. One more. CKM alumni, class of 98, great baseball player, pitcher. He was on the championship team that beat a Vallejo team starring CC Sabathia. That's Danny Schultz. He's on board representing Catalyst Mortgage, and he could help you with any of your needs involving those services, and you can get a free appraisal. It starts by contacting him at 916-678-7529. So there's so much to get to here. We got Coach Hom. It's I got you here live, buddy.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can. Uh-oh. I can. I just took you off mute. Welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing on this Sunday?
Ah, good.
All right, excellent. So your team went 10-0 in Metro Conference this year, women's tennis. Very powerful team. I get to the games. Sometimes when I get there, at like a half hour after it started, like our number one and number two players have already won. Their matches are already over. So you're really taking care of business. You're not the only coach, but you're the head coach. We'd love to have you on this show. So why don't you just go ahead and talk a bit about this year's women's tennis team and where we are at this point in time in the postseason.
Okay. Actually, the big news will be that we're going to play at McClatchy at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Oak Ridge, which is kind of like a nemesis, but they are from, you know, El Dorado Hills, and so we don't ordinarily play them until the playoffs. So this should be very exciting. We're ranked, ranked by the section as number 8, and they're ranked at number 9. So this is the closest first-round match you could imagine, because most of the time there's more gap between the two teams. So
right.
It should be a very good match. And,
yeah, that's
and if we
awesome.
Do pull off the win, we actually haven't beaten Oak Ridge in – historically, we have not beaten them – I think at least 5-10 years. So, it would be nice to win this one.
For sure. And so we have the 8 ranking, they have the 9. And if that were reversed, then they would be hosting this match, right?
Correct. Yeah. I think it's mainly because we were league champs and, you know, our record has been good over the years. And, you know, we have done well in the individual sectional playoffs. They recognize some of the players. So, you know, they're sort of giving us credit for what we've done in the past, but also that, our performance this year was decent. You know, it wasn't outstanding. If it was more outstanding, we would have been, I think we were 5 last year. So we've dropped a little bit. That happens to all the teams. If we win, then we would probably go to Rio de Oro to play number 1 seeded St. Francis. They actually have a bye, so... If we win, we would play again on Wednesday. But no matter what the team results are, you know, we do want to win that first round match and then go to play St. Francis on Wednesday at Rio del Oro. We want to do that. But no matter what the results are on Monday, we do have 4 players that are going to compete in the individual section tournament at Johnson Ranch on Thursday, November 7th. And that would begin around 11. Yeah, it starts at Johnson Ranch. Oh, it's actually Johnson Ranch Sports Club. They changed the name. It used to be Johnson Ranch Racquet Club. Now it's Johnson Ranch Sports Club in Roseville. We have in singles Sophie Jerkovic and Lauren Archuleta. They're both juniors. And then in doubles, we have the twin sister to Lauren, Alyssa Archuleta. And her doubles partner will be, is, Jazz Kwong, who's a sophomore.
I see. Okay. So this is a busy, busy week. So wow. So there could be a slight bit of a silver lining. You never, ever want to root for a loss or anything. But if we don't get past Monday's game, then the players will all get more rest heading into Thursday, right?
Very true. Yep.
So
actually,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, it's a strain. You know, these playoff things are tough on the kids because, you know, they're still getting the tests and a lot of homework. Most of our students on the team have very heavy class loads, and some of them are taking classes at Sac City College. So you're right. You know, it's not just the rest. They're actually missing some classes because the matches start at 2 o'clock. So and that's because it's daylight savings time. We have to start at 2, otherwise we won't finish the match. So it's tough on the players.
Yeah. So what do you give them any extra advice as far as like, you know, how much sleep to get, what type of foods to eat, anything like that? I mean, because that is an intense workload when you put it all together with the school and everything.
It oddly enough, every kid on the team seems to have their own regular diet. And to tell them not to, I mean, it's hard to tell them to go to sleep early because they're trying to crank out homework. Historically, during the playoffs, we've had some players go out there with like 4 hours of sleep. That's not the best situation, but you know, I understand. And the, you know, sometimes you can see it in their performance. They're very tired when they come out sometimes. And so unless, you know, you want to, if they could do it on a Saturday, but they can't do it, this is the way it's going to be. Every school has to face this. You know, sometimes we play other teams where their players are really tired or sleepy, or they have a lineup that's missing a couple players because they're they can't miss the test. So that happens to all the teams. Yeah, no, it's a realistic thing.
Yeah,
that's why.
And you wouldn't.
This week is, yeah, you will get some squirrely results or some unusual wins and losses because. I still remember in the past, you know, over 6 years, we've had players that won every match, but then in the playoffs, they didn't do well because, you know, there are too many matches in a row. So they get, and they're very stressed. So they come out almost exhausted before they even hit a ball. So, you know, I'm not making excuses because the other teams, you'll see it on their teams too. They come out, they look like they're zoned also. So it's not just.
Wow. Them. Wow. So by the time that first ball is tossed into the air, there are already a lot of things factoring into the potential outcome of these games. Wow. That's really interesting to learn, Coach. Wow.
But you were saying about, you know, the diet and sleep. You know, I just advise them that, you know, you're going to have a long match. You know, this is a toughie. You can't assume, you know, if you have the ability to control your schedule and go to sleep early, go ahead. But I understand it. If you're going to stay up, you know, to study for a test, or turn in homework or paper, then, you know, we'll live with it because you're a student first, you know. And your teammates will, you know, normally speaking, you know, the teammates who are, you know, had a lot of sleep and are, and you know, don't feel tired out, they're going to, you know, help you out.
Sure.
So, you know,
sure.
It's balanced. And then for eating and drinking, just say, one of the problems is at 2 o'clock, they're barely going to get a lunch in. So, we're trying to get them to eat a better breakfast, but even that's hard to get because sometimes their routines don't include a big breakfast. So, yeah, you know, playoffs are always stressful no matter, you know, who you are.
Sure. Sure. And obviously the school and the test giving and taking, they don't look to schedules. They don't look to sports schedules at all to, like, how they outline
no,
it, right?
No.
That's just hard and fast. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, part of what I do with athlete of the week pieces, and we made Daisy Lewis the athlete of the week last year, is to kind of illustrate just how much is on the plate for a lot of these athletes. And, you know, when I was going to McClatchy in the mid to late 90s, I was able to whittle my workload down my senior year to like 3 classes, and then I had a job that was counted for the fourth. So yeah, it was like I was at school at 8:20, out of there by 11:30. Then I went to my job. Yeah, and then these days they have to have 6 classes, and you know, as you well know, a lot of seniors are taking a 0 period so that they can have a little bit of a buffer zone between their last class and the beginning of practice. So, heck of a lot going into a student athlete, that's for sure.
Yeah, I should add that. McClatchy might be unusual, you know, especially our tennis team, because it's largely, you know, it's a very strongly academic group of kids. I mean, you know, they're oriented towards high performance in their classes. So what happens is they also take a lot of AP classes, and they're taking the, you know, a lot of tough science classes along with the HIST program. But the other unique factor is that we have an agreement with Sac City College, you know, and a lot of the kids actually in the afternoon, they walk over or ride a bike over to Sac City College, take a couple of classes, 1 or 2 classes, and then they come back to McClatchy to, you know, do the practice. Sometimes
right.
That actually cuts into the see, but most of the other high schools don't have that luxury. You know, it's an advantage to be able to walk over to City College and take a college class. They're getting college credit.
For sure.
So, what is it? It helps them when they're, you know, getting into a school or in their graduation effort because they're getting 1 or 2 classes out of the way without while they're still in high school.
Absolutely. And, you know, that a couple of my friends did that but even back in the day. And the most recent athlete of the week, Sage Dickinson, volleyball and diving, she's doing the exact same thing, going to Sac City in the afternoon. And we got another athlete of the week coming up this week. And as Coach Hom has helped illustrate a huge, huge week of tennis that I will keep everyone posted on through the Facebook page, McClatchy High School-Restore the Roar, as well as the website, restoretheroar.com. www.thebeatsandbeats.org. I thank you once again. You are very comfortable on air, and I think this is like the third time you've been on, so that you've got the record so far. Anything else to add, Coach?
No, I hope we get some parents and alumni out there. We usually get a very good group of parents, and I'll give a shout out that the tennis team's parents are probably the best in the section. That's kind of boisterous, but they're very sportsmanlike. They're actually ideal parents. They support the kids, and they don't interfere with the play of the matches. They don't they let the kids play. That's what I'm getting at. It's not like some of the things you see on TV or where the soccer parents might get into it. No, our parents are top-notch.
That is such a good point and observation. And as you say that, I'm thinking that could have a lot to do with the fact that there's no adult making final decisions that they could disagree with. You know, the kids are calling their own in and out and to yell at it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Good. Okay. No, yeah, and it's a huge surfeit. I mean, if you come out to the match on Monday, and if it's the first time you've ever been to the new courts, you're going to be wowed. And then you just kind of cruise around each match at your own leisure. It's really, really cool, and there's not a bad seat in the house. You could see it right there up close. You can't get inside the gates, you're the writer and photographer for Restore the Roar. But there's lots of good action to be seen. It's totally free, and you could even wander over and check out the new track and field if you haven't seen it yet. So, yeah, anybody listening to this today on Sunday, November 3rd, or the beginning of Monday, November 4th, get on out there. And what time does it start, Coach? 3?
No, actually, the lineup.
Oh, 2.
Because of the daylight savings time, we're going to do the lineup at 2, which means the first point will probably be played at 2:15 or 2:30, something like that.
2:15 or 2:30. Got it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I will see you there for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Coach.
Bye.
All right. That was Coach Willard Hom. I mean, again, this guy seemingly effortlessly leads Metro Conference winning women's teams, men's teams. He's doing it well. He's got some assistant coaches. We didn't mention either of them this time, but it's been fun to get to know these teams. It's actually a ton of fun to get out there and play on these courts. And the weekends, they're open to the public. And, obviously everybody's expected to respect them and keep them nice. And it's worked out so far. So if you want to check out the McClatchy courts, you can do so just about whenever you like. Not all gates are open. Not every access point is open during the weekends. I'm still kind of figuring it out myself. But from what I understand, the courts are open to the public. Okay, so it's coming up about on the halfway point here. Restore the Roar Live. Again, I'm your host, Sky Dickinson. That was Willard Hom. And before I introduce a critical piece of CKM Athletics, Rohit Sharma, I will remind you that Restore the Roar Live is brought to you by Simply Mobile at 4411 Freeport Boulevard. Very friendly folks. It could help you with anything you need. New phone, new accessory, new plan. Check them out. Mention Restore the Roar. Try not to lose your voice when you do so, like I just did right there. But and then also, we got Danny Schultz with Catalyst Mortgage to take care of all your needs. Free appraisal. That starts by calling him at 916-678-7529. Coach Rowe, I don't know if I got a chance to tell you, buddy, when I touched base with you at the volleyball game, but the windstorm last weekend knocked out my internet, and they thought they had the solution. They sent me a new modem. That didn't work. They sent me a new wire. That didn't work. Had to get a technician out there. Long one short, bud. It just got fixed last night. 8 days without internet. So I was hurting a little bit, but we're back live. It's great to have you here, buddy.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad the internet's working again. The power at my house went out on that Sunday, only because some transformers blew out, not because we have PG&E, we have SMUD. But, yeah, my internet was out for the day, and I thought I was going through heck. So I can only imagine.
Oh, man. I was setting up shop at Kinko's all week. Like, I got to know the employees, and, I work through the internet, 90%. So it was interesting. But like I said at the top of the show, I mean, I got connections to people who lost their houses in the fires and stuff. So, you know, I'm always a look on the bright side type of guy. So here we are, bud. You are here to put a little ribbon on the football season. Talk a bit about track.
Yeah.
Bring us up to speed with whatever you like, man. So, you know, another rough season by the numbers as far as football goes. But like I've said over and over again, I watch this team up close. There's energy. There's passion. There's competitiveness. It's all there. And we're a couple plays away from winning two or three games this year, for sure. So bring us up to speed there.
Yeah, definitely. Some of those games were within a reach. We just couldn't pull it off. This last game we played the Metro champs. Actually, the reigning Metro champs, because Monterey Trail. They're very well disciplined, very organized team. And after the game, you would have thought that we won the Metro championship because our boys are still up in spirits, boys and young lady. After the game, you know, we huddled up, you know, all of us coaches gave a quick little piece because, you know, it was super cold out there. But the, you know, all the players got together and they broke on, on more enthusiasm than, you know, you would expect to after, you know, having the season we had. But another thing I think we have going for us, we have a ton of 4-year players on this team, which is something that, you know, we haven't seen in a while. So a lot of these guys have played with us for 4 straight seasons, so they understand the process that went into this, and I think they respect that a little bit more. Also, the future's looking bright. Our JV ended up going 7-3, with the 2 of their losses one was within 7 points and one was within 1 point, and then this last game was a little more. But so the young'uns look very good coming up to us, and then this year's juniors look like they have they had some good role models to follow after, because our seniors, they just, man, they balled out for us this year.
That's good to hear. And there's pads are popping, man. There's hitting going on. When we played Burbank, there came a quarterback sneak around the right, dude. I think linebacker's helmet came off. 87 there. What's 87's name again?
David Payne. Yeah, David, man, he's one of our 4-year players, kind of got thrust into the quarterback position. That's why he wears the 87. But yeah, he's just been a workhorse for us this year. It's funny that you mentioned the hitting part. I told the boys, you know, at the end of the game, even though we didn't come up with the win, I said, you know what? Never thought I'd see the day where we were out hitting Burbank. We were really out hitting Burbank. You know,
no
couple helmets flew off. At one point, I think one of the kids was sleeping on the field because he got hit so hard, you know. So, I mean, they were definitely bringing the hammer, not just that game, you know, throughout the season. We definitely had the key pieces there. We just needed to, you know, just put them all together.
Absolutely. And talk about a key piece. I was there up close for the senior walk, and you were emceeing it, as you do many of the McClatchy events, and one of the seniors said his favorite part about playing on the team was getting to know Malcolm Floyd. And I remember you were like, yeah, mine too. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, mine too. It all starts at the top, right? And the energy that Malcolm and the positivity and just the ability. I've been there at practices where something didn't go right a couple times in a row, and he's like, step aside, let me show you how it's done. He could fill in any position on the field, having played on NFL fields in the past, being a former pro Houston Oiler. He could step in any position and play it and be like, no, this is what you're supposed to do, man. Trust me, I know. And got the spirit, got the positivity. I mean, what else can you say about the guy? He's doing a hell of a job.
Oh, man. I mean, he's just a kind, you know, such a kind, special person. You know, you don't really come across too many of them. You know, even, you know, with the season we had or what the hands were dealt, he still keeps a smile on his face. He keeps us all together. And, you know, just his outlook on things. I turned to him at one point, and he goes, man, you know, like, he's the one that said it. He said, man, it looks like we went to the Metro, you know, with the kids jumping up and down.
Yeah.
But we also said, you know, come June 5th, we're going to be 23-0, meaning we're going to have 23 of our guys graduated and out of here. You know, that means they're all going to graduate if they're on the football team. You know, and these are kids, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, had little issues in the classroom, but being with our program, getting pushed by you know, Malcolm at the top, of course, and then the rest of the coaches on campus, because there's like five or six of us that are on campus coaches, you know,
right,
for football. So, you know, pushing it and working, you know, they're going to graduate, and that's where the wins come. It's not just out on the field. You know, you want to see, you know, the athletes do better when they get out. And, you know, Malcolm even being there, Malcolm will be the first one to tell you, he goes, hey, I was very fortunate to make it to Fresno. And then he goes, playing in the NFL was a bonus. You know, I got a, you know, education out of it. And, you know, it opened his eyes to a few things. And now, you know, we all understand we're very fortunate and gifted to be able to coach this sport, especially at our old alma mater.
For sure. And, you know, the memories from playing high school sports that I have weren't even so much about whether we won or lost, you know. It was just all sorts of other things, and the positive times, you know, the laughs, the connections, the team camaraderie. It's all there, man. You got any updates for us on track?
Yeah, actually, this Wednesday, we're rolling right into it. This Wednesday we have a meeting. It'll be an informational and sign-up meeting on Wednesday at lunchtime for all the athletes who are interested. And I'm going to start a pre-conditioning next week, you know, just 3 days a week for about an hour. But it's the whole purpose of it is to get those interested in track out there to start getting set in routines and, you know, knocking off some of the cobwebs. Although I'm going to be without our distance crew because our cross-country team decided to sweep the board last Wednesday, and they won all four divisions of Metro. So the girls, varsity boys, Frost-Off girls, Frost-Off boys, all they killed it. So they have at least another week and a half to 2 weeks within their tanks as they go into Frogtown next week.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. I was looking for that information as well. So you would know better than anybody. At the varsity level, does the men's and women's cross country metro championships count as two conference championships or one?
Yes, two. Because they're their own division, so each of them will get a banner.
Oh, okay. So that November
Hello?
Began.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm sorry. You cut off for a minute. I'm sorry. What was that?
Let me see here. You got me now? You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. I was just saying I had posted I had posted on our Facebook page that we had five Metro championships by Halloween, but it was actually six. So I'm going to have to update
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
all right, and then I'll post about the cross country. I mean, I'll post about the track. You can send me the info on that and get that info out there. Facilities, you know, that's the note I made on tonight's sheet here is that, you know, it doesn't take a genius to see new track facilities, faster track times, more championships, new tennis facilities, better, you know, more teams togetherness, spirit, home base, championships.
Yeah.
So, man, it works out. It's cool.
You know what's an attest to that, too, is if you look over at Johnson, whose football team wasn't very good this year, they ended up winning their league. They went 8-2 and won their league in football. And they are playing on a brand new football, you know, football field and track. So, yeah, so that's definitely facilities play a big part in your sports programs.
No question. And if anybody wanted to make any size donation at any time, go to restoretheroar.org. Check out the donations page. It's super simple. It's seriously like two clicks. You could use PayPal. You could use any major credit card. You could donate to any team. And then here's a huge announcement I'll make because you, my friend, can also vouch for how awesome of an evening this is. And that is Lion Fest. Saturday, April 18th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Park Terrace is the place. We found out last year when we sold out our tickets that it only holds about 350, folks. So 350 tickets this year or next year's event are going to go fast. I can assure you of that. And the announcement that I'm excited about making is that early bird, specially low price tickets will begin on November 23rd, just 20 days from today. And early bird pricing will run through the middle of December. At that point, we'll see how many tickets are left to this one and we're going to be sold out well before April. I can promise you that. So there'll be more info to come on that. If you've been to one before, you know the magic. If you haven't been to one before, how would you describe it, Rohit?
Oh man, it's full of it is what McClatchy is, you know. Lots of alumni, lots of supporters. The food is great, you know. The food and beverage is great. The company is even better. Last year we had a couple bands there. We had a DJ, a couple bands. And then there's also an opportunity for you to, if you want to get some McClatchy swag, there's various teams there selling gear. Sure, the Roar is selling stuff. There's also silent, you know, raffles, which all the money goes directly back to the sports program that that brought the raffle items. It's just a pretty cool night. I'm super juiced that it's happening here in April this year. I think it'll give more people an opportunity to kind of set their calendars for this date. And I would highly recommend buying your tickets early, because you're going to try to show up to the door and they will have to. Nothing says, what am I doing with my life when a teenager has to turn you away at the door because you don't have a ticket. So if you're going to get a ticket, get it now.
Oh, I saw it with my own two eyes, man. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's how it is. Yeah. Because when it fills up, it fills up. And when you're guaranteeing unlimited drink and food, you know, then you can't have an unlimited amount of people. So you get in while you can. That's very well said. Thanks again, buddy. Always fun having you on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I love doing this. This is awesome. And Sky, you're great. I appreciate you making it through this. There's no internet time in your life, and I hope it doesn't happen again.
Oh man. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that very much. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's kind of like when the power goes out, you know, you keep the power's out and you're like, let me just turn on this light so I can see. And you know, it takes like 15 times of doing that. I would keep thinking of something to do, you know, or, let me just check out where this restaurant is. I'm like, I don't have internet.
Yeah.
That went on
yeah.
for a while, bro. Yeah. But, dang, fingers crossed from here. So I will be seeing you on campus very soon. And,
yes, sir.
Thanks as always, man.
No problem. Thank you. You have a good rest of the Sunday.
You too, man. Talk soon.
Bye.
All right. That was Coach Rohit Sharma. This has been Restore Aurora Live. I am Sky Dickinson. We are sponsored by Simply Mobile and Danny Schultz with Catalyst Mortgage. A lot going on here. So if my internet stays on, we're going to be back at you probably next weekend. But if not, definitely the weekend after that. We're going to go either every other week or every week, depending on how things heat up here quickly in the winter sports seasons and come to a close in the fall sports seasons. Thanks to everyone who's listening. Check out those early bird tickets. We'll be making announcements about that soon. Good night for now.